We are back, joined now by our first pirate ever on Straight Talk, Rex Smith, starring in The Pirates of Penzance, coming to Musical Theater West. Pleasure to meet you.
Great to be here. All roads lead to Penzance.
I thought you were going to say to Straight Talk.
Through Penzance, and then you pick up the brochure, like this one.
Yes.
That is your newsletter.
Yes.
If we can get a shot of this hot off the press.
Yes.
That tells everything about Straight Talk.
Yes. Including
an article.
Your photo. Here's Rex in the latest issue.
Yes, my career is now complete.
Boy,
that is a
Rex,
close, tight. That's it.
Rex,
let me see if I can recreate it. Cut to camera three.
Rex starred on Broadway in the original Pirates, and then with the movie, Kevin Kline, great cast,
yes,
and played
Linda
Danny Ronstadt. Zuko in Grease. I mean, doesn't get any better than that.
Well, Kiss Me, Kate, Shakespeare, Cole Porter, a nice combination.
A Man for All Seasons.
I was just celebrating Cole Porter just got his star finally on Hollywood Walk of Fame 2 weeks ago.
How wonderful. Well deserved. Long overdue.
Yeah.
Well, some folks may not be familiar with Gilbert and Sullivan. I love Gilbert and Sullivan. They do great parody of English folklore, English customs. And they were, as you were pointing out earlier, the first musical.
Well, they are what Shakespeare is to theater or to performance. They are the originators of musical theater. So there would be no West Side Story, there would be no Full Monty, Wicked, without Gilbert and Sullivan, who really crafted it.
And if your kids haven't gone to a Gilbert and Sullivan show, you really should take them, expose them to this. It's a fun show.
Well, yeah, and it is beyond, in terms of family values, absolutely, absolutely great to take the whole family. The most important thing is an evening or an afternoon matinee at the theater for adults and for children. The beauty of theater is it's not available on DVD. You can't rewind it. You have to capture it in your heart and in your mind, and that's where it resides, and that's why it elevates the human experience.
And you project such energy and enthusiasm. It's not an accident that you've become a very successful actor.
It is, I actually found a home for someone who has either an enlarged spleen or whatever it is that I do have. It's been a nice fit.
And I'll bet that when you're up there on the stage, it's magic. It's a connection between you and the audience each night you're performing. Because without an audience, it's not a performance.
It is a responsibility, too. I'm not trying to sound so sobering and earnest about this because it's a heck of a lot of fun, but there is a responsibility that's so wonderful because for 2 hours or more, let's say 3 hours in a show, you have the responsibility, like a 747 pilot flying you cross country, you have the responsibility to remove people from late bills, what's their FICO score, my daughter is suffering from this, yeah, that, or that. I've seen people in tears in a comedy because of the release of emotional, of sanctuary that they experience in the theater. And that is the truest sense of community. So come and reinvigorate what community means, which is theater.
And the audience also has responsibility. Speak to that.
Well, they're the most important performer in the show. Without an audience, I'll tell you what, actors critique the audience worse than any critic has ever critiqued an actor.
So
because actors go, this audience is terrible. Or if they're great, they're over the moon. They're going, I love these people. This is a great show.
But good audience or bad audience, the show must go on, and you have to continue through it. You may tweak the performance a bit, but you got to just do it.
Every time. You got to write the book every time, and that's the beauty of it, too. Sunset Boulevard, which I did 650 shows of that with Diane Carroll. To step up and explore both yourself and a production for 2 years is a
Do you
huge...
learn more about the role as you continue? I mean, 650 times is a lot of times, and I'm sure you're not ever on automatic. Do you get greater insights into the character?
You get insights into yourself.
To yourself.
You learn about yourself and the show. You find things that work,
and
then they don't work anymore.
What did you learn about yourself doing that show 650 times?
I learned that I can think of two things at once. They say it's not possible, but I can actually be doing a show and thinking, do I have any clean socks left? It's true. But it takes about 375 to get to that point. But it's kind of a Zen boogie, I call it.
But you can't take it for granted because each audience is paid to see the best that you have, and the 650th performance has to be as good as the first.
That is one of the things that I just was exploring going into the real world, as I call it, out of being a savant, if you will, sort of Rain Man, counting cards for 25 years on Broadway. What corporate America doesn't know, what they have not experienced, is what it's like to go to work every day and try to do the job better than you did the day before.
Yes.
That if people could experience what that esprit de corps.
You should give seminars to. And this man was in corporate America for a few years, took a rest from acting, and now he's back happily. But you could give seminars to corporate America on that very thing.
It is something that is lacking. If you've never experienced it, and you, it's really something that. Business, and there's so much occlusion to business because of that ethic that's not there, and it's easy to apply. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Pirates of Penzance.
Pirates.
All roads lead to Penzance.
Yeah, okay.
All sea lanes lead to Penzance.
And Penzance is a community in England.
And it's in England. It is what, like Long Beach used to be. It was where the rich would go for the summer.
Yes.
So it's a seaside resort, and the idea of pirates at a seaside resort that are all orphans, that never attack a ship that has orphans on it, and the word has gotten out, so everybody we attack says they're orphans, so we're the most unsuccessful pirates. It's parody upon parody, and it is there's delightful music of, we were just speaking of that earlier.
Hail
the gang's all here, which is Cat-Like Tread.
Yeah,
Cat-Like Tread, boom. Now, here's the other beauty. The Carpenter Center, 70-foot proscenium stage, that is, a Broadway stage is about 45 feet, okay? This is almost double the size. We have the set from the Edmonton Opera Company. It's $60,000 a rental on this thing. It's a 60-foot proscenium. It is gorgeous. It's a sumptuous production this is going to be.
Okay, so. Well, you don't want to miss Pirates, and I'm sure you want to see Rex. We'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years, for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
What a wonderful show. And the thought occurred to me that Long Beach is a very, very special place to live and work and enjoy. We're having this wonderful summer series of events under Sea Festival, supported by Charter Communications. And we have two outstanding theater companies here in town, International City Theater and Musical Theater West, doing great work. You don't have to go to New York. You don't have to go to L.A. to see really good theater. And Rex, since you are such an empowering and invigorating individual, I want to give you the last word on this show.
It just struck me as you were saying about the Sea Fair, what is the title of that?
Sea Festival.
The Sea Festival.
Thank you very much, Rex. We're out of time.
Pirates Penzance, Sea Festival. Get it?
See you next
sea
week.
Ocean.
Thanks
I am a pirate
us.
King.
Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison.
the Press Telegram, and Laserfiche. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.